Listener, good morning and welcome to another edition of the program Media and Society. The program is radio that often discussed on a different issues as it relates to the media and society. In the last two episodes of this program, Professor has responded to some of the questions sent in by our team and listeners in an effort to react on what is social media, its advantage or disadvantages, if any. And in today's episode, as usual, I'm happy to introduce to you our dual professor in person of Professor Abdullah Adamu. Professor, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
The first one comes from Abubakar Dauda, FCE. He says, social media and network are now an effective propaganda tool. To what extent could we avoid being deceived by a propagandist?
By using your judgment. It's not just the social media, but anywhere else. People can come to you, talk to you about some other things, use your own judgment to evaluate what they say. You can read it in the newspaper, it's not social media. They can say whatever they want to say, use your own judgment. So whether it is social media, or whether it is non-social media, whether it is face-to-face interaction, online, offline, wherever it is, the first thing to do is to use your own judgment to weigh whatever people say and then determine whether it is true or not, whether it is valid or not, and then act on it. So your judgment is the most important criteria in handling propaganda.
Okay. The same person also sent in the second question. He says, sir, could court admit what is written on social media as an evidence?
It all depends. I'm not a lawyer, but it all depends on the extent of the crime that has been committed and the extent to which social media could be used as a basis for that. I know that there are some cases of prosecution based on social media. For instance, somebody wrote something against a governor in Kano, in Nigeria. One of the governors, somebody wrote something against him on Facebook. And that was used successfully to prosecute the person. So I don't know whether the person didn't get a very good lawyer who will determine whether it was actually indeed he who wrote all these things, or whether he was supposed to admit that he was the one who wrote all these things. But I know it was taken to lawyers, and lawyers had a very, very effective field day about it, and eventually the case was dismissed because the governor decided to drop it.
Okay.
So I don't know whether lawyers will accept evidences from social media. If they can accept evidence from something on the internet, then obviously social media is just another part of the internet. People tend to forget that social media is internet. It's called Web 2, actually. Web 1 is the static internet. Web 2 is the dynamic internet. And then Web 3 is the intelligent internet, which we are all getting towards.
Okay.
So just because something is social media doesn't mean it is not so internet. It is internet. In fact, it's far much more dynamic than Web 1. Because in social media, you have voices, you have pictures, videos, photographs, all these things that can provide a clearer evidence of a crime that has been committed, rather than Web 1.
Okay. The next one comes from Ibrahim Ahmed. He says, sir, how could I download a video from YouTube?
There's a software that does that. It's called YouTube Downloader, YTD.
Okay.
If you go on the internet, there are places where they provide what they call shareware versions of a lot of software. By shareware, it means you try.
Okay.
You can download the program and it can work for maybe 14 days or 1 month.
Okay.
After which you have to pay for the full price of the product. Or you can only download some few minutes or some few seconds of a particular song or video. Remember, these are copyrighted material, so you can't just keep downloading them just like that. You have to pay for them.
Okay.
So, but the YTD software, it can be downloaded from cnet.com.
Okay.
If you go to cnet.com,
okay,
there are a lot of software that you can download free of charge because they are shareware. They are trial tested. So if you like a YTD, then there is a place where you can click, and then you can take you to the payment page where you can use your ATM card to pay for it.
Okay.
And you can pay for all of this software using your own ATM card in Nigeria. Most of the banks, at least the bigger banks, will enable you to do that.
Okay. The next one comes from Abdul Jalil. He says, Facebook is a clear indication of technological advancement that we only import and not export in Nigeria. Don't you see this as a shame on Nigerians?
Good. How many cars did we export? How many telephones did we export? How many TVs did we export? How many other technological things did Nigeria export? Answer those questions and then we can go to Facebook. But the fact is, global connectivity right now does not give a room for saying, I didn't do something, therefore I'm ashamed of myself.
Okay.
We have been using technology in one form or the other which has been derived from other societies that we meet as a result of interactivity. Mm. There's no shame about doing that. If somebody does it first, fine, you use it, because there are things that you can also use. All those places have advantages that we don't have.
Okay.
They have R&D, that is research and development facilities.
Mm.
They have enabling environment. They have government structures. They have educational structures. All these things are there.
Okay.
And we are just developing. So if you think it is shameful that Nigeria has not been able to export things like Facebook, think in terms of other things that are also shameful.
Mm-hmm.
Think in terms of a Nigerian car, which has now, up to now, has not been realized. Think of a phone that is really truly Nigerian. Think of a computer that is Nigerian.
Mm.
And when I say Nigerian, I'm not talking about something that is assembled in Nigeria.
Mm.
I'm talking about something that is created by Nigerians.
Okay.
So we have reached a level where we cannot afford to really start beating ourselves and start saying we haven't done anything. We have done something, because we are interacting with the technology and improving our lives.
Okay.
And that is good enough for me.
Okay. The next one comes from Hassan Duka. We are, Salam, I am a student, and I am in 100% support of what you said, because I used to partake in social media site and I benefited a lot. In fact, it made me what I am today.
I'm very happy. But remember, it's not social media that made you what you are.
Okay.
You are the one who made yourself what you are.
Okay.
As a result of effective and judicious use of social media.
Okay.
Somebody who doesn't use the social media in a responsible way ends up in a very bad way. So the fact that you are happy with being what you are means that you are a very good person, because it means you are able to make judgments effectively, and social media just simply helps you to perfect those judgments. So I'm very happy for you. Good for you. Allah Akbar Basira.
Aisha, she says, Salam sir, I saw some of your publication at LinkedIn at PDF file, but I made several attempts to download it, but it proved abortive. What was the bone of contention, sir?
There is no bone of contention. Almost everything of mine that is on LinkedIn is connected to the page of the publisher.
Okay.
So you actually have to buy it. And let me tell you, if you buy it, I don't get a single cent out of it. I mean, nobody gives me a single kobo out of it. But we are not allowed to upload it to the website because it's already copyrighted to the publisher.
Okay.
So although I wrote it, but I cannot just simply give it away to people. So I have to provide a link so that you can go to the publisher's website and purchase it from the publisher. However, I'm trying to set up my own website. In fact, I have set up a website, but it's not active yet. It's called auademu.com.
Okay.
But it is not yet active. So if you go there, you won't see anything.
Okay.
And what I hope to do is to get the pre-printed copies of all these publications uploaded there.
Mm-hmm.
When I say pre-printed, pre-published,
mm-hmm.
I mean those that I have written but have not been published in that form. Because when you write something, you send it to the publisher. The publisher will edit it. They will ask you to remove something or to add something. So what you see, the final thing, will tend to be slightly different from what you initially wrote. So what I intend to do, inshallah, is to pick up all those things that I wrote as they were at the very beginning before I send them to publisher, and then put them at auademu.com. I've been receiving a lot of requests, and I'm happy that people are trying to get to some of what I do. But I'm sorry you couldn't get it, because that's the publisher's website. I just gave you a link to the publisher's website. But I will try to. If there is a paper that you are particularly interested in, you can get through Murtala IIG, the presenter of the program. Just write to him and indicate which specific paper you are looking for.
Okay.
And then I will give it to him, and then he will send it to you.
Listener, don't forget you're on to the program Media and Society, where Professor Abdallah Uba Adamu is responding to some of the questions sent in by our team and listeners on social media. You can also do that by sending to the following numbers: 08065281528. I'll take that again: 08065281528. SMS only. Stay tuned.
You ain't got to buy nothing, it's not what I want, baby, it's you.
I'm glad you are still there and now the program continues. Salamatu said, thank you, sir, for being liberal and father. She's the one that sent that particular message that somebody, one important personality in this country,
okay, was harassing her.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Thank you, sir, for being liberal and father. Please, presenter, help me ask Professor A.U. Adamu, what is that dual professor I often had in this program?
Well, dual professor means I have two professorships. The first professorship was in science education. I'm a biologist by training. I mean, that's what I studied in the university. And then I studied MA science education in the University of London, and then I did a PhD in science education at Sussex University in England. And when I came back to Nigeria, I continued my research in education, and eventually I became a professor of science education in 1997. In 1999, I shifted my research focus to media and culture. And by 2012, I was appointed another professor in media and cultural communication. And I moved away from the Department of Science Education to the Department of Mass Communication. So the dual professor that you hear Murtala say, mentioning is the fact that I am a professor of science education in 1997 and also a professor of media and cultural communication in 2012. So that's why he calls me a dual professor.
The next one comes from, okay, there is no name. Salam, sir. I am a Hausa movie star. Is LinkedIn meant for people like us, or is it meant for only academic dons?
No, it's meant for everybody. It's a place for professionals to meet, and you'll be surprised at the number of Hausa stars like you who are on LinkedIn. Ishak Sidi Ishak is there, Saidu Kwanja, Ahmed Al Kanawi. Most of them are all there. I have seen them. Well, LinkedIn is a place for professionals where they just display their professional qualities, not for academicians.
Okay.
It's not just for academicians, but any professional.
Okay.
So if you're a movie star, you go to LinkedIn, all you have to do is just tell the world the kind of films you make, how many films you have made, what kind of area of film making you are very good at, and that might arouse somebody else's interest in order to create a link with you. That is why they call it LinkedIn, where people get connected together based on the profession. So it is not meant only for very, very boring academicians. It's also exciting movie stars can get into LinkedIn. And so you're welcome. Just come into LinkedIn, display your profile. Like I said, Ishak Sidi Ishak, one of the most prominent directors in the Hausa movie industry, is there. Al Kanawi, Ahmed Salu Al Kanawi, another director, is there. Hamish Lamida Yantama is also there. All these guys are there.
Okay.
So come and join the group.
Okay, the next one came from Ogidi. She said, Salam, sir. I heard in one of the TV program that a student hanged himself as a result of cyberbullying. What can you say, Professor, on that?
People kill themselves because of other things also, nothing to do with cyberbullying.
Okay.
When somebody kills himself, you have to look for the reasons why they kill themselves.
Okay.
It may be connected with being cyberbullied, or it may not be connected with being cyberbullied.
Okay.
I know a student in this university who killed himself because of results. I mean, the results were released, and then they discovered that he faked some of his earlier results, that secondary school results. He gave fake ones, and then they said that they have withdrawn him because he has given a fake result. And this was like over 10 years ago, and he went into his room and hanged himself. So it has nothing to do with being internet. You can be stressful enough. You can reach a stress or breaking point where you have to kill yourself. So the idea is to keep your faith and your iman with you wherever you are, and believe that only God can make you, not a human being. So yes, people kill themselves because of cyberbullying, but they also kill themselves because of other things that are bothering them in real life. It has nothing to do with the internet or anything.
Okay. The next one comes from Zainab. She said, sir, in the previous edition of this program, you advised me to go to the guidance and counselor for proper advice. Where will I find one?
Professor Abdulrashid Garba in the Department of Education is a guidance and counselor. Dr. Ahmed Ilyas, also of the Department of Education, is also another counselor. I'm sure if you go to AKTH, they will have probably a counseling department. I'm not yet aware of it, but they should have something like that.
Okay.
But academically, I know that Professor Abdulrashid Garba of the Department of Education is one of the best counselors we have in Kano State, and he has been offering counseling services to many people,
free married couples. Is it free of charge?
I don't know. I really don't know. It all depends on the demand you make on him, okay. The kind of problem that he that he can solve, and so on. But please contact Professor Rashid Garba, Department of Education, Bayero University, Kano.
Okay. The next one comes from Garba Mararaba. Salam, sir. We believe Facebook is useful, but our youth are yet to identify how to effectively enjoy the good aspect of it and shy away from the negative effect of it.
Then all it means is that since you are aware of it, you can set up an advocacy group on Facebook trying to draw attention to good things. I know somebody who has been doing that actually, and he's a house boy from somewhere, I think around Hotoro, I'm forgetting his name, and I think it's absolutely wonderful what he done. He has a Facebook website, and he always links to sermons on Fridays so that people can go to and hear or even see a video of an imam from another part of the world actually giving out some. So you could do that. You can now go to linkages that are very good and send all those linkages to all the people in your contact group, so that people will go there. So you can become a youth advocate.
Okay. The next one comes from Shaibu. He says, Salam, sir. I am a civil servant, but the appearance of Facebook have affected my productivity during my work. What would I do to adjust?
You have to discipline yourself. It's just like watching football. People get addicted to watching football. People get addicted to listening to music. People get addicted to watching TV. So people get addicted to social media.
Okay.
And the only way you can control it is to discipline yourself and say, I will only do it for a particular period of time. We all get to that particular stage. It's not only you. We all get to a stage, especially when it is the beginning, the exploratory stage. We all get excited and carried away with it and devote too much attention to it. But we realize that if we allow it, it will just consume us. So the best thing to do is to discipline yourself and come up with a framework for using this thing on a gradual basis and allocate a time period and say, I'll only use it for an hour or 30 minutes or 2 hours, depending on the number of free hours you have. That way you'll be able to control it.
Nasir Lawan said, Salam, sir. To me, Facebook is just a time-wasting habit meant for jobless Nigerians to ease their attention.
No problem. That's one perspective. No problem. There's nothing that says your perspective is wrong.
Okay.
This is the way you perceive it? Absolutely. No problem.
Okay.
There are people who think otherwise, but hey, that is why the whole world is lovely. It's different. Somebody plays positive, another person sees negative. Somebody sees white, another person sees black.
Yeah.
So fine, it is absolutely wonderful. I mean, there is nothing wrong with your own perspective.
Okay.
Your perspective is perfectly correct as far as you see it.
Okay. I mean,
just so long as you don't force it on other people. If that's what you believe, fine, just keep it to yourself. But don't try to force it on other people and insist that everybody must believe in the way that you do.
Okay.
Just as you find it useless, there are people who find it useful.
Okay.
So be liberal enough to understand that just as you have the right to say it is useless, also there are people who have the right to say it is useful.
Okay.
And that is what makes the whole world really beautiful. The fact that we have opposing perspectives and then we can all live with all these opposing perspectives.
Okay, the next one comes from Aminu PT Coca-Cola. You said in the previous edition of this program that if the car knocked down somebody, it is the fault of the driver, not the car. What if the car developed a technical problem which led to the accident? Who are we going to blame? Is it the driver or the car?
The driver, because it is his responsibility to make sure that the car has not even reached the level where it can develop a technical fault. If the car has been maintained and has been serviced regularly as it should be, I mean, how many times do you service your car in 2 months? You're supposed to service the car after a certain number of kilometers. Do we do that? If you don't do that, then something happens, then that's your own problem. So it is the driver, because the car cannot service itself. The car cannot develop a fault just like that. It has been given signal that there is something wrong, and you didn't bother to do anything about it.
Okay.
And then when it leads to an accident, it is your fault.
Okay. The next one comes from Sukai Raju. He says, Salam, sir. You said a court rejects a text message that led to the divorce of a wife. Does that mean if somebody defamed me, I can't institute a legal action against him?
This was in Kuwait, actually, when somebody just simply wrote a letter to a woman and said, I divorced you 3 times. And she took the case to court, and the court rejected it because they said there was no way to verify the authorship, the genuine authorship of the message. So these are the cases for courts to decide, okay? Not for me. I'm not a lawyer. This is something that you need to ask a lawyer.
Okay. The next one comes from Sariki. He said, Salam, sir. I really enjoyed this program. Keep it up.
Thank you very much.
The next one comes from Abdullah. He say, is it possible for us to use social network to create security awareness among ourselves?
Of course, you can. You can always tell people about what to do and what not to do. Don't befriend people you don't know. Report any suspicious thing that you see in your environment. Be wary of strangers that you don't know. You know, find out if somebody comes and says he's going to rent a house in your neighborhood. You have to know who he is, where he comes from, and things like that. Yes, you can.
The last one comes from Ahmed. He says, Salam, sir, is it possible for me to snap a picture of something when I saw it on the ground and send it to any of these media organizations?
You can, but it depends on the picture. You can't just simply snap any picture without having any news values or newsworthiness. You cannot snap a picture of a cat or a dog. I mean, you see a beautiful cat and you say, oh, what a nice cat. Or a beautiful dog, say, what a nice dog. Or you see a house and say, this is a beautiful house, I'll just snap it. You cannot just do that unless that particular object has a news value.
Okay.
So you could do that.
Okay.
I mean, for instance, if there's a house where some kidnappers lived or some mass murderers lived, you can take the photograph and then send it so that then the news organization will now weave in this particular picture with their own story. So that means that particular house, that object has a relevance to the news.
Okay.
So if it doesn't have any relevance to the news, it doesn't make sense for you to just place and have something for the sake of snapping it.
Okay.
Same thing with security agents, for instance. Security agents are punishing someone. You cannot just simply start for the recording it. They are not supposed to punish somebody in public space anyway.
Okay.
They are not supposed to punish anyone anyway. They are supposed to take them to court for the court to prosecute them. But if for some reason they are doing something which you think is wrong, and then you snap it, you could be in trouble.
Okay.
Because they could claim that they are doing their job.
Okay.
Okay? And then that could lead you to all sorts of problems. But the news houses will lobby.
Okay.
CNN, for instance, has a section called I Reporter, where they expect you to send out anything, no matter how bad it is, so that people would be able to see.
Okay.
I mean, when this Nyanya bomb blast happened some time ago, it's just horrible. But you see a lot of people taking photographs of dead people and then posting it up on social media, which I think is very bad because it doesn't give respect to the dead.
Okay.
But that's the kind of thing that news organizations like, because they illustrate their stories with pictures, no matter how gory, no matter how horrible they look like. So yeah, but it all depends on the news value or the news worthiness of the picture that you have taken.
Okay. On this insightful note, we come to the end of today's episode. Professor, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening to us and for sending your comments and feedback. It has been very, very wonderful. Thank you very much.
Listener, thank you too for being with me. Ahmed Tijan Lawan has been the program manager, and Afisa Murtala Ahmed produced the program. I remain your true servant, Murtala Elias Oyegise. Bye for now.